Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening. You are on the Dr. Alsette Show. Join the discussion or ask your questions by calling in at 347-826-7901 or jump online in the chat room at www.blogtalkradio.com/DRAUSET. Every Monday, God's Awakening with Brother Tony, dedicated to divine masculinity. Every Tuesday, Science and Spirit of Sex, where we celebrate, educate, and facilitate sacred sex. Every Wednesday, Goddess Awakening, dedicated to divine femininity. Every Thursday, Ask Dr. Alsette, where you can get free mini spiritual and energy readings from world-renowned Dr. Alsette. Again, call in at 347-826-7901 and chime in. Schedule your full personal reading with Dr. Alsette by visiting www.drladiauset.com. That's drladiauset.com. Or call in at 720-620-2316 to schedule your full reading. Now take a breath, open your spirit, and let's ascend.
We want you prepared for the power of ascension. When you join our broadcast, the amount of energy being transmitted in spiritual alignment may increase your manifestation. Dr. Alsette is not a Western physician or practitioner. She has been trained and initiated by anointed shaman, and she is a holistic healer of spirit, energy, body, and mind. She heals and does not practice. Please be sure that you are aware of the energy that you bring on the lines as well and in our chat room. This is sacred energy, and this show creates a sacred fingerprint to the universe. Join us in the hands of healing and in the hands of your ascension. Again, we are here for you and your alignment.
Peace and blessings, family. This is Hila Lady Alsette, and we are here on Science and Spirit of Sex. Tonight, the topic is the art. Let me say that again. The art of sexual healing and the importance of it and why it is so important. There's a couple of prereqs that I need to say with this show. I am going to approach this show as if we are talking to people who are in a healthy relationship or sexual relationship, sexual exchange with someone, and it's being respected, it's being honored, and it's being celebrated. Here at Science and Spirit of Sex, we want to educate, celebrate, and something else, the art and the beautiful ways of making love. So often we get caught up in thinking that our sexuality is something different than our spirituality, and in fact it is not. It is quite. It goes hand in hand, and we need to be okay talking about sex. Like, we got to stop this whole, we can't have a conversation about sex. Like, it's 2015. So we're going to go into right into the topic. And so how long do you sit in conflict? Okay. Tonight we're going to talk about sexual healing in conflict, sexual healing in health, and sexual healing in confirmation. Okay, so conflict first. We're going to talk about the conflict first. So you and your partner are in an argument, right? And so often, sisters, women, we do this a lot, and I'm going to tell on us, but we tend to not want to give our loving away when there has been a conflict. Rightfully so. However, we must remember that there are healing powers and healing properties that come with that exchange between two people. Sex is the highest form of communication that two people can have. You're using all of your senses and then some. All of your chakras are connected. Your kundalini is rising. You are orgasming. You're releasing your hormones, your pheromones, all of these things are happening, dopamine, all of this stuff is happening in your body chemistry as well as in the connection with your partner and in the commitment to your partner through the lens of the universe. And so you want to make sure that in conflict, so we will have a conflict and we will hold out, right? And I don't care how long you hold out. Well, you know what? I know men who do the same thing. So there, whoever it is holding out the sex because there's a conflict. I can't be physical with you when the other stuff ain't right. Okay, well, let's reverse that. What if someone said to you, I can't be emotionally available to you if the sex isn't right? Or I can't be mentally engaged with you if the sex isn't right? See, none of these things are separate, and none of these things are completely. There are approaches of independency with them, but they are not completely independent to make up who you are and your person and your energy and your spirit and all of those things. You must have an interdependency or interconnectedness, as I call it in the chakra class, an interconnectedness that happens in order for you to fully experience life. Right? If you can say that for sex, you should be able to say it for all of your other functionalities in your person. And it just doesn't sound right. You know, it doesn't sound right when you say, I'm not mentally available to you because you're not sexually available to me. It doesn't make sense, right? It doesn't make sense. So all things are connected. So sure, process your conflict. But this show isn't about how do you deal with conflict. This show is about the sexual healing properties of how being in conflict and if you engage in a healthy sexual exchange, how that really can help. Let's say you and your partner are going, you know, you're bananas right now. You're off. You're just arguing. You're not getting through. Nothing is happening. And then there's a breakthrough. You guys can make some things happen. One of the things of why sexual healing is so important is that it keeps you, it reminds you that sex happens outside of sexual energy, happens outside of sexual intercourse, as well as the energy is present outside of the bedroom. So when you are remembering that a form of healing that you want to engage in is sex, it keeps it's in your front mind. So it keeps you honoring and remembering that at the end of this, there's going to be a solution of some incredible lovemaking. See, we go into conflict and we don't want to have goals. We don't have objectives. We just want to purge, right? My love says deliberation. I'm moving in deliberation. There's absolutely no deliberation when we're sitting in our conflict. We just want to purge. So, of course, there's not a good platform for sexual healing to actually happen because in the conflict, you are just purging. There's no purpose. When you are operating with your sexuality being intertwined with your spirituality, what happens is there's an element of compassion. There's an element of purpose. There's an element of there's a goal and we're going to set an objective because I want to see us through this. And because sex is the highest form of communication, it is physically where all things become one with between you and your partner, physical, mental, emotional, mental, all of that. Everything becomes one. So when you are leading, and this is why Tantra, those of us who make Tantra a part of our lives, this is why it is easy for us to really get beyond conflict because that level of compassion. See, sex is not just about intercourse. Sexual energy is not just about the bedroom and being naked and sitting in, you know, vagina and penis. It is so much more than that. And it is such a spiritual thing. So when you're dealing with conflict and you know that sexual healing is something that you want to enforce once the conflict is made, enter the conflict completely different. People who separate their sexuality, and I want you to think about your past relationships or maybe even a relationship you're in now or whatever. I want you to think about this. Think about when you get in an argument
the people who separate their sexuality from the rest of their entire being usually are the people who want to purge, who want to dump, or who want to run and come to a conflict with no purpose. Where is your deliberation in saying, I'm going to come into this, I'm going to vent, I'm going to cry, I'm going to scream, I'm going to cuss, then I'm going to breathe, and then I'm going to find solution with my partner. And after we find the solution, we are going to make some beautiful love. Because that is where we think that, you know, like Marvin Gaye says, we think it's just sexual healing that's going to happen in the physical form. Well, that sexual healing starts when we're dealing with conflict. That sexual healing starts with your intention of why you're even addressing the conflict. When you address the conflict in the space of eventually I want to be able to embrace and hold my partner. Eventually I want to be able to look my partner in the eye and remember and remind them that I love them. I want to be able to say to my partner that I'm here no matter what, even though you are making me want to strangle you. I'm here and I'm not going anywhere. When you move in that type of intention and space, able to completely and fully tap into what it means to be passionate and what it means to be compassionate at the same time. Because then you begin to say, I love this person and I see their pain, and I'm able, and then you're able to look through the lens of saying, okay, I can identify that this is what's going on with them because I know them, or I can identify that this really did hurt them and maybe that wasn't my intention, so let me have some compassion and address this. Or you can say, I just want to heal. So whatever we need to do to heal, let's make that happen. And when you come from those perspectives, you are able to really, really, really tap into a peace, tap into a solution-based and resolution-based conflict where it's okay to have conflict. It's okay to be, you know, upset. It's okay to have to process. It's okay that you need your time. It's okay for all of that stuff. But if you're doing it I'm just going to, you know, let me tell you something that spiritual people do. I'm just going to let the flow, I'm just going to let it flow where it's supposed to flow. No, that's not intention. That's not deliberation. No, when you take a step forward, you should be taking a step forward with a clear definition of your intention and why you're taking that step. I'm taking this step to get out the door, taking this step to get to my car, taking this step. Everything should have an intention, and that is consciousness. That is true consciousness. With every single step that you do has an intention and a reason. When we sit back and we say, I'm just going to let everything fall as it may, and what it does is what it does, you are being neglectful of your own consciousness. Your consciousness should be, I am going to do this, and I'm going to stand in this. That doesn't mean that you're going to get the results that you want, but it means that you're showing up in the way that is required of your spirit and the way that it is necessary in your energy. So until we can completely and totally walk in that with our conflict, when we do, what happens is you are able to gladly go into sexual healing after the fact. Right? Okay, let's go into sexual healing for your health. All right, so there are so many health benefits for sex, okay? So many health benefits for sex. That would really require an entire show on its own. But I do kind of just want to discuss a few of those things, okay? You know, your blood pressure. It helps lower your blood pressure because I don't know if you guys have ever seen this study, but when I was in school, there was a study that was happening where babies who were born who were not touched died. Okay? Babies who were born and were touched, you know, lived and had wonderful lives. Just touch. They were feeding the babies. They would change the babies, but the babies were not being held. The babies were not receiving love. The babies were not. Now, there's a flip side to that. Who in the world was sick enough to do this study? Whatever. But, you know, that it came up. And so the same is true for us, okay? While we may not die because we have gotten our full body and we can find different mechanisms to fulfill that, while we might not die, our body and the functionalities of our body will begin to degenerate, because there is an energy and a synergy between touch, just touch. So hugs, even just hugging your partner, can lower your blood pressure. And the oxytocin that can come in you and give you those happy feelings and give you those feel-good feelings. These are the things that you need. This is your youth. This is where your youthfulness comes from. This is where your energy comes from. This is where you just feel good, like you're on cloud nine, because you are receiving love, and that is the most powerful thing on the planet, is the power of love, okay? Again, your psychological health, knowing that you are wanted. You know, we're not animals, okay? We're not animals. We have to get out of this animalistic comparison of humans to animals. We're not animals. We don't, and it's really being studied, do animals really do this? But we don't have sex just to procreate. There are so many other things that sex serves for us. And we, having a baby is just one. It's just one thing. So the moment that you begin to honor and respect and celebrate the fact that we can do more things with our sex than just procreate and make a baby, then you are able to celebrate the health benefits of sex. Okay, so we talked about psychological, we talked about your blood pressure. Your organs will, because they're being active and because of the blood flow of your body due to your orgasm, it's increasing, and that love energy, that kundalini energy is being extended to all of your organs and allowing your organs to function better. So making love can actually promote your organs to work properly. Okay, this is something that people, there's a false myth out there that kissing is really, really nasty and your germs and your mouth is it's pretty germy. You know, I get it, but what kissing does is it promotes, it's kind of like what honey does, like kind of the same type of concept of honey. When you have honey from your region, it fights against the allergies and whatever may come and the germs that may come into your mouth and your partner's mouth. And then you are able to fight those germs off, kind of in the same token, because, you know, honey is nothing but throw up from bees. You know what I mean? And so same type of concept is that this is what honey can do for you, your partner's kisses can do for you. Isn't that so lovely? It's honey. Yes. Having this energy can help you heal, can help you with your, can soothe your body, can soothe your soul. Stress, of course. Stress is the cause for all illness. Go make love. Stop being stressed out. Go make love. Stop being stressed. Stop being mad. We already talked about conflict. Why would you want to be in conflict when you could be making love? Like, why would you want to be upset when you can be making love? Like, who chooses being mad over making love? And you have to start asking yourself that, because we'll do that. You yourself, you'll do that. You'll choose to have an attitude and hold a grudge instead of healing the situation so that you can make love. How crazy does that say? I'd rather be mad than be happy. I'd rather have an attitude than be in the mood. It's illogical. It makes no sense. Despite we are so caught up, you know, there's you can't understand your partner fully and what their issues are if you are not properly engaged in making love with them and in a healthy way, because so much is communicated. You open up so much when you get vulnerable, allow their vulnerability to happen and hold their vulnerability and honor their vulnerability and contribute to the care of their vulnerability. These are where you're able to really begin to heal. If you know your partner is having some health problems and their body is ailing them or you know, whatever it is, it can be whatever. And if you know that and you are promoting positive reinforcement with affirmations, you're eating right with them, you're exercising with them, you're engaged in positive exchange with them, you're doing all of the things that can do that, and you're making beautiful love to them and you're being open. We are so afraid, you know, to be such an over-sexualized society, we are so afraid to truly experience genuine good lovemaking. We would rather be closed off and not engage and not even, and sometimes not even really be present with our partner, because we don't know, we don't understand that our partner's energy needs our energy. We are such a, you know, this society is such a sexual over-sexualized society and such an independent society, which those two things don't work in healthy sexual relationships, in healthy relationships, period. You have to honor that there is a interconnectedness. You have to honor that your sexuality is a beautiful thing and you need to exercise it in the most healthy, productive way, not just because you're horny, you know. And not to say that just being horny isn't a good reason, but again, what is the purpose? Is the purpose, I want to heal my baby. I want to make a baby. I want to, you know, I want to share my love. I want to let my partner know that I'm here. I want to apologize to my partner. I want to stand for my partner. I want to, whatever it is, what is your intention? And if it's just to get off, you might not be with the right person. You know, like that's you may want to reevaluate what what it is that you're doing with your partner. Okay, so I wanted to bring up this article. It's talking, let me see who's this by Walter Last, Bioenergy in Sex. So I'm going to read this article. It's on healthsciencespirit.com. It's called Bioenergy and Sex by Walter Last. If you want to look it up real quick and join me in the reading, but I think this is a very powerful thing, and I'm going to take it. I'm just going to take a couple of paragraphs, and then we'll go into it. Sexuality and the various benefits resulting from non-orgasmic sex can only be understood in the context of bioenergy or life force called prana, chi, ki, orgon, or odd. We may see it as the innermost aura around living objects or feel it as heat or tingling in our body, especially when transferring energy, as with laying on the hands or Reiki, and most strongly during orgasm. So that tingly, when it comes up your back, you feeling that kundalini and your whole, you getting goosebumps and all of that. Woo! Oh, I thought that just felt good. That is your pre-orgasmic state. That is where, in many people will say that is the most powerful state to be in when we're talking about your healing properties and all that good stuff. This energy circulates in our acupuncture meridian system, and its vortexes form our chakra system. It is the base of paranormal or psychic phenomena. Y'all ain't hearing that, though. And it is also the healing agent of many natural therapies. While bioenergy is still unknown to orthodox science, except in astrophysics where it's called dark energy, it is an everyday experience of many sensitive individuals. Sexual energy is the highest in virgin teenagers, where related electrical activity can lead to static and interference with electric and electronic equipment. So you guys know how sometimes when and think about your own experience when in your life the phones are cutting up and all of this stuff. Again, remember, all of technology is nothing but a mimic of trying to be what the human body is, because the human body is the best machine ever created. And so when we are messing with frequencies, we could be messing with frequencies, and it could be our sexual frequencies that are disrupting the wavelengths of these artificial frequencies. And I don't want to call them artificial frequencies, more or less the artificial devices. Okay, so and when you are in a really good space of making love, your spirituality is so open that it almost can be a prayer. You can almost be time traveling. You could be getting revelations. You could be getting inspiration. You could be pulling down. See, I done told people that sex is a ritual, okay? Sex is a ritual. You do it in a ritualistic way. And so when you're doing this ritual, if you were focused and you had the liberation of we gonna buy this new car, or we're going to take this trip, we're going to buy this house, we're going to do this, and your partner and you go into this collectively, you can heal your lives. You can heal. You can have a vision board and say, all right, today on the vision board, we're going to focus on the left corner. We're going to make love, and we're going to pull that down, and you will begin to see the frequencies will connect with you, and you will begin to pour that stuff down out of your because you did the thing. As a living organism, we are a dynamic bioenergy system. Our health and energy rely on a strong flow of bioenergy into the chakra system. From there, the energy flows through the acupuncture system into all the organs and tissues, and any surplus flows out to form the etheric aura around the body. So when you are in a state of happiness because you are in love, people say what to you? Oh, you're glowing. Oh, my God, you look so happy. Why do you look? You might not even say nothing to them. You look so happy, right? Where is that coming from? That is an energy. That is some sexual healing that has happened within your bioenergy to ensure your bioenergy is exuding that which it is receiving, which is divine love, which is this beautiful experience. And when you are having sex and it is in a divine love space, oh, the places you go. The sex chakra is our strongest bioenergy generator. In addition to providing a moderate stream of energy into the base chakra and then up the spine into the brain, it also keeps the production of our sex hormones joining. If this energy generator becomes weak, then we lack vitality and may be close to a disease or to old age. If you aren't having sex, you can get sick. Okay? Because what are you doing with that sexual energy? If you're not doing something productive with that sexual energy, let me say that. So when you are in that space and you are having an opportunity, you have that opportunity to experience sex chakra and the ability to heal, your bioenergy begins to blossom and it begins to glow, and it not only goes on the outside, but it also happens for you on the inside in your organs and everything within you, because your chakra system and your bioenergy system with your sexuality can make your spirituality go bananas. Okay, when you are in divine love with somebody and you can make love, you can leave a love-making session and go the world, okay? All of these great minds and all of these, you know, motivational people, the number one thing they tell you is to marry the right person. Because when you marry the right person, this person is feeding into your bioenergy, into your sexuality, which is directly connected to your spirituality. I don't even like saying directly connected. It is your spirituality. we operate with so much sexual energy, and we are so afraid to have these conversations, but this is actually what can be healing the world. This could really be, and I'm not saying go have sex with everybody. I'm talking about acknowledging your sexual energy and being in tune. So on a physical health standpoint, how sexual healing can help you is that it exudes because it's hitting all of those meridians. It's hitting all of those pressure point spots in terms of energy being sent to them. And sometimes, you know, when you're in a real good flow and you really letting God come into your, and like, yeah, I said God, and you really letting God come into your sexual stuff, you will be directed to even touch your partner. And that non-orgasmic sex energy, where you just tingling and you just kind of move and you making somebody squirm. That is the type of energy that can generate the type of life that you want. That is the happiness. That is the joy. That is the love. That is the compassion. That is the motivation, the inspiration. That is all of those things wrapped up in one and poured onto you in that moment. Listen, if you don't know nothing about what I'm talking about, I suggest you go to your partner and you get vulnerable, because the only way that you can really accept and receive and give sexual healing is through vulnerability, because you in that moment become a vessel, you become a tool, you become a servant, you become a generator, you become all of these very highly spiritual based things for your partner and for yourself, because who doesn't, when you rather be mad than make love, there's something really going on with you psychologically. We talked about conflict, but we're talking about physical health right now because we dealt with the conflict and how sexual healing can help that. But when you're in conflict and you're more consumed with the psychological, with the, I got to prove a point, I'm going to be mad and I'm going to give a punishment. That's a psychological mess up. Like, something is psychologically off. And so you need to tap into sexual healing, because you need to learn that's not healthy, that's not good, and you shouldn't be able to do that. So when you go into your conflict with a deliberate purpose and saying, I'm going to go into conflict, I'm going to vent to my partner because I don't feel good and I need some health. I need some health energy and I need some life force energy. It is not just the you can make a baby. Let's just sit with that in our physical health. We're talking about our physical health and how sexual healing can help cure your body. If you have sex, you can make another human being. That's life force energy. And you are tapped into that life force energy all the time. All the time. When you laying down with your boo-boo and you sliding in and jumping on top of them, it's not just then. You are tapped into your life force energy all the time. So move. This is what is so beautiful about Tantra and Tantra being the way of life, is that you remember, at the end of the day, I want to make love to this person. At the end of the day, I want to. Sometimes, and I'm going to go even further, put your seatbelt on. Sometimes it's not your partner. Sometimes it's somebody that you, it's just love. I just want to extend love. So that is an element of sexual healing. It's not that you're sleeping or you're crossing lines or any of that. You might see a beautiful woman and you're married as a brother. You may see a beautiful woman, but you just want to extend love energy. So you compliment the sister. That's sexual energy. That's sexual healing. Because regardless of never seeing this woman again, what you just extended to her was that, remember we talked about them butterflies and them tingly feelings, and you just move and, you know, the lips don't even touch your neck yet, and you just be like right there. I know y'all can see me, right? It's that same type of energy. And so when you're able to extend that, what is wrong with that? There is who, what is, why, what, feel good. Why would people not want to feel good? I still just don't get it. I just do not get it. So feel good. Be ready to feel good. Okay, let me see. The problem now is this. If we let this energy generator deteriorate through poor nutrition or by blocking the flow of sexual energy, let me say that again, or by blocking the flow of sexual energy, then our overall energy levels deteriorate, which means if you block being deliberate, if you block being healthy in your sexual energy, if you block being in divine love, your emotional state, your mental state, your physical state, all of it, your chakra system deteriorate. All of these things fall short term. Okay? It's like, stop blocking yourself. The statement that the old folks used to say, get out your own way, that's what they mean. Get out your own way. Get out your own way. Let something happen. Let me see. If on the other hand we frequently use the orgasmic sex, then we lose an inappropriate amount of bioenergy, again resulting in low energy level in addition to the negative effects of strong hormone fluctuations. So bioenergy, what Mr. Last is suggesting is that we unk. We talked about unking. Was that last week? We talked about unking and that life force energy where men are not actually ejaculating, where men are actually holding their cum and making their cum be productive, and it's coming back inside of them, and then they are, what happens is the way that in Kemet, they knew that what it looked like, and it actually forms, and it makes an unk in the man's body. And so when you're unking and you're not actually ejaculating, you're still tapping into being able to use that life force energy, but you're not actually ejaculating and wasting your seeds. You know, again, that is life. That should be going somewhere. Don't just, you know, ejaculate on baby girl's back. That ain't doing nothing. That should have been, that's productive energy that should have let you go rub it in and make, you know, get her pores clean or something. Don't just waste your life force energy. That's the point. And that's what unking, and that's what Mr. Last is suggesting, that men don't always orgasm. They inner ejaculate, and when you inner ejaculate, you actually really, really can heal your entire body because that life force energy is now being distributed within your body wherever the healing may be needed. The logical solution is sufficient use or stimulation of our sexual energy, but without discharging it and without creating an energy blockage. Again, just to repeat, don't waste your cum, but also don't block your sexual energy, which means don't block your emotional state, your mental state, your spiritual state. Don't block any of that, because all of that is attached to your sexuality and to your sexual energy. And when you block it, you get sick. Who wants to be? I still just don't understand. I'm going to keep asking. Who would rather be mad than be making love? Let's just make love. Like, just give me a kiss. It doesn't make any sense. Ideally, we produce a high amount of sexual energy and then channel it into the chakra and acupuncture system to keep us young and healthy. This model lets us understand the frequent claims of practitioners of the Tao and, I don't know what that says, methods of lovemaking. I'm going to assume that he meant Tantra. As to the amazing health and rejuvenating effects that have been experienced. Sex perfection. Rudolf von Urban, a psychiatrist and psychologist, was originally associated with Sigmund Freud, but like William Reich, later immigrated to the United States. He published Sex Perfection, in which he relates experiences and insights that led him to the conclusion there is a bioenergetic potential difference between sexually charged males and females, which requires about half an hour to be exchanged and reach an equilibrium. Brothers, you gotta work. That's what that means. Let's discuss that. Such is life, such is true. Men are so short fused. Yes, brothers, you do have to put in work. You want a good woman, you're going to have to put in work. You want a good sexual experience with a good woman, you're going to have to put in work. It cannot be. And again, this is healing. This is healing. And when you're doing your sexual healing, you begin to engage with your partner in a way that is beyond even words. You know, it's so divine, and it's so uplifting, and it's so inspiring, and it's so high. I don't know if even high is the right word. It's so beautiful that you leave the environment, but you don't. You leave the environment in which it happened, but you do not leave the essence that goes with you outside into the world. And again, that is it's magnified in your bioenergy and in your electromagnetic fields, and people are able to tap into and say, gosh, why you look so happy? Oh, you seem so cool. You seem so calm. You see, you're usually mad and you're smiling. This is, you know, we are so afraid of vulnerability. We are so afraid of allowing ourselves to experience divinity. And in sexuality, this is why it's healing. This is why it has to be approached in a sacred experience. It has to be honored. It has to be something that you protect. It has to be something that you stand for. And it isn't saying that I'm with you because of your sex. That's not what that's saying. It's saying, because there is, again, like we dealt with conflict, we dealt with health, and we dealt with the connectivity with your partner. When you are in a sexual healing space with your partner and you're open enough to receive and you're open enough to give, you're open enough to be what your partner needs, and you're open enough to let your partner be what they need to be to you, what really happens to your life is this type of transformation, almost contagious. Contagious. People will begin to see. There's beautiful couples. Think of the beautiful couples that everyone knows, the Jadas, the Will Smiths, the Obamas. That when you see them, you just know. You just know. Like, they are in love. Well, how can they be in love if they don't have a divine, sexual, spiritual connection with one another? And in their sexual sessions is when they get to communicate on the highest form, where everything about them becomes one. Everything. They get to experience what one mind is. They get to experience what one heart is. They get to experience what one physical is. They get to experience what one spirit is, one energy. Well, how can you say that, Offset? Because how do you know? How do you not have to talk, but you know when it's time to roll over and go into a new position? How do you not have to say any words, but you know when it's time to look up at your partner? How do you know when both of you guys are ready to climax? How do you know that? It's because you are on such a higher plane, and it is such a beautiful oneness. You're one. Who would not want to be doing that instead of sitting in conflict, being unhealthy, and being separate and off to yourself and not engaging with your partner? Who? You're weird. And it's these spiritual people who operate in isolation. And I'm not saying nothing about if you want to be a monk or a nun or whatever you want to do. I'm not saying nothing, but I'm just saying it's not natural. You know, that's what I'm saying. That's not natural. You should be having sex. And so when you are making those type of moves, and even when you're not at that level where you're just saying, you might be in a relationship and you might choose to not engage with your partner on some type of level, there's a psychological issue going on, or you're with the wrong partner. And you're holding yourself back, and now you're blocking yourself, and you're blocking your partner too. If you're not willing to show up and pour and be open and vulnerable, you know, we are this individualism, man. This individualism that this society has created is really, really the root of why interconnectedness can't happen. Why we refuse to be in healthy relationships, because we want to let it be known that we can be independent and hold it down ourselves. And unfortunately, a lot of times, especially in the Black community, as if it is the Black woman who's doing that and she's Miss Independent, when in all actuality, you might get in a relationship with the brother and the brother is just as independent and doesn't want to be interdependent, doesn't want to have an interconnectedness because for whatever reason he has associated independence with manhood. And that is because of this society. That is because there hasn't been a purging of European ways. It hasn't been a purging of what divinity is, because there's nothing divine that doesn't have masculine and feminine. Nothing. There's nothing you can say where there is not some concept of giving and receiving in both realms. There's not a species, there's not nothing. Nothing exists that doesn't have feminine properties and masculine properties. Oh, boy, I poured a whole bunch on y'all in sexual healing. I was going to play our song, Sexual Healing, but I don't want to. I don't want to because I want, if you are on the line and you want to join in on the discussion or if you have any questions or any suggestions or any stories to tell, go ahead and press 1. I see everyone on the line. Thank you for joining us tonight. I love this new time, by the way. I love being on at this time. And if you haven't, well, never mind. If you need to know, how do you tap into your sexual healing? Let's go into that if no one wants to. How do you tap into your sexual healing? Let's go through the three areas that we address. We address conflict, body, and connectivity with your partner. So in conflict, you're in conflict with your partner, right? Your partner is getting on your nerve and vice versa. You're getting on theirs, right? You can't do nothing. The first thing is to allow the conflict to be validated, okay? You have to, when you are operating in tantra and you're operating in sexual healing energy, you're acknowledging, you know, one of, just like with spirit, just like with energy, just like with God, you know what I'm saying? It's really with God. God wants to know you understand that God is God. You know what I'm saying? Spirits, energy, jinn, angels, whatever you want to call them, they all want to know that you acknowledge them. You think that stops at this level? Uh-uh, it doesn't. So if you're not validating your partner's position in your partner's space, if you're not acknowledging and you're not operating in sexual healing, and you're definitely not operating in divinity. So acknowledgement. Second, after you acknowledge it, allow the first step of grief to happen. Allow the process to happen. Let somebody cuss. This is where the four agreements come in real good for you, because you don't take nothing personal. You have no expectations. You are doing everything that Don Miguel Ruiz is telling you to do because you know this person needs to vent. Venting is very, very healthy. We get so caught up in, I don't want to let somebody. You need to, that's not healing. How you going to heal cancer in your body and you not even looking at the cancer? How are you going to say that you hungry, but you're not even acknowledging that your stomach is grumbling? Logic, people. Logic. Use your logic. So let the venting process happen. Let that purge happen. Let that going off thing happen. Let all of that happen. Because remember, when you're operating in sexual healing and tantra energy, you are going into something with intention. Or per my lovely, the deliberation. So go into it with deliberation, saying, I'm going to show up and I'm going to, no matter what, I'm going to find a resolve. We are going to resolve this. It's really simple. Y'all know we make life hard, right? Y'all know we the ones who make life hard. It's really not that hard. Like, you can really, you can sometimes heal stuff just with a kiss. You can sometimes heal stuff just with the, and that's a trusting of, I got your back. And again, we're talking to people who are in healthy relationships. I'm not talking about, you know, these dysfunctional things that are going on. I'm talking about healthy exchange in relationships. And sometimes you have to address the unhealthy things that people go through because they don't even realize that it's unhealthy. So in the conflict, how do you approach it with the sexual healing and with tantra energy? I will say very strongly, go into it with deliberation, with intention, and with the four agreements. Be impeccable with your word. Don't lie. Have your integrity. Only say what it is that you mean. Don't, you know, receive, you know, all of that. Don't take anything personal. Don't take nothing personal, because the other person, somebody has to be the bigger person. The other person might say some stuff that is really hurtful, and they may not even realize that they're being hurtful. They may not even realize and know that it hurts you that way. So don't take anything personal. Don't make any assumptions. This is so huge, because people tend to assume that people do something because of the reason they would do it. We always think that somebody, we always judge people by what we would do. And that is assuming. You can't do that. You don't. It's very unhealthy to do that. And show up doing, being your best. And again, and being your best will be being committed to the idea that we're going to find a solution. When it comes to your health, and then keep in mind, keep at the front of your mind, you want to make love. Even when they're mad, look at them and still be looking at them like, I'm going to tear you up. What's that Neo song? He's so cute when you're mad. That song really gets on my nerve. But it is a level of sexual healing that comes with that. When I'm still attracted.
Okay, sorry, family. I don't know. Something is going on with my area and my house. My phone's just be hanging up on people. So it's probably me though, because didn't we just read bioenergy and your frequencies can be high, and when your frequencies are high, it messes with the frequency of the devices. My phone will always be messing up, but yes. So my apologies, my phone just hung up. I don't even know why. So with the energy, y'all, with these text messages, with the energy of ensuring that you can move forward with making love at the forefront of your mind. Look at your partner and be like, even your ugly traits, even traits that get on my nerve, I still love you and want to make love to you. I still want to do that. Like, and I'm telling you, it changes the energy. It changes the direction of the conflict. It changes all of that. Like, who wants to be mad when you can be making love? Okay, physically, how do you address your healing? Now, this is where ejaculation is good. This is where you really can get some, let me say that a different way. This is where ejaculation can be productive. When you are ejaculating inside of your woman, and maybe she has some health issues, that's life force energy. Let that life force energy be used. Because it can be used beyond just making babies, okay? Your womb is not just to be making babies. Ejaculation is not just for making babies. We are not giraffes. Okay, and then the connectivity between you and your partner. How do you do that? And it requires vulnerability. It requires trust. It requires understanding. It requires a commitment to the relationship beyond your own self and beyond your partner's own self, and a commitment to the energy that is created because of you two. See, you're a force. Hey, I keep quoting Neo tonight. I might need to go listen to Neo. But what's the song, the chorus that he does? I'm a force by myself, but we good when we together, because you make me better. So see, A and B can stand alone, can do whatever alone. But realistically, without that sexual energy and that spiritual connectivity, you're only going to get so far. You're only going to get so far. You're not Oprah, Obama, nobody got there without having that balanced counterpart with them. You're not no special. You ain't no special. So if you want to, you can be in a relationship all you want to and want to take your A and still be an individual all you want to, but you're really only blocking yourself. And remember in the article that we had today, when you block yourself, you're really not living the best life. You're really not in thankfulness. You're really not in gratitude. You can't be. You can't be. You can't be in a space of communication and celebration if you are blocking yourself because of fear, because you don't want to be vulnerable, because you don't want to let nobody see what you've got. All of that is not how the sun works. That's not how the moon works. The sun ain't coming up talking about, you know what, let me not shine on Colfax today. Get out of here. Like, if we really are supposed to be tapping into divinity, God is so divine, God is so present in everything that we do. Everything. In Islam, we are taught that the person that you're with is half your being. I haven't studied one great, from Napoleon Hill to Robert Kiyosaki, whatever his name is, to Iyanla, to Oprah. I haven't studied one person of influence that didn't have an incredible testimony about having the right person on their side. I just have it. And even people who have reached success as single individuals, when they do wind up getting the right person, they will attest and say, my life is so much better. See, this money and the material and all of this stuff that we're chasing and we're trying to attain to be able to show off to other people or whoever, I don't even know. Maybe it's not other people. Maybe, I don't know why. But all of those things don't matter. You got five yachts by yourself. So, you know what I'm saying? Like, come on, y'all. What? Again, I'm just going to ask one more time. Who would rather be hurting somebody, in pain, mad, arguing, having an attitude, blocking? Who would rather be doing that than making love? I don't know. People with psychological, who needs some dopamine and some energy extended to them. They just ain't, they've never had no sexual healing before. I am your host. Go make love. Goodness, go make love. Go make love. Go make really good love at that. Go make love so good that you get lost. Go make love so good that you are oblivious to what picture is on the wall. Go make love so good that you smile in the middle of the session, that you laugh. Have you ever had sex so good? Were you laughing? And you laugh because you like, listen. Were you stuttering? Go make love so good that you heal yourself, your partner, your union, the world. Because when you really in that vibration and you really in that frequency is getting out to everybody else. And everybody else gets a little bit of that divine love too. I'm your host, Healer Lady Offset. And I want to say thank you all for joining us. Of course, thank you for joining us at the new time. I love this new time. And make love. That's your homework. Tomorrow, Goddess Awakening, we will be talking about sisters who allow brothers to act a fool, and then they get rid of them, and then they send them out back into the community, and these brothers still acting a fool. You got to stop letting these brothers get away with this nonsense. It's our fault these brothers act this way. All right, sisters, we're going to talk about that tomorrow. Goddess Awakening Thursday, free spiritual and energy mini readings by myself. And go make love, go make love, go make love, go make love. Stop being mad and angry and whatever, pride and ego. Go make love to somebody, not somebody, to your lover, to your spouse. I love you guys. You want to get a reading, 720-620-2316. We will see you tomorrow.